friends, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. Today is such a wonderful and beautiful day. My name is Rebecca. Do you consider yourself a creative person? Well, what do you like to do to get your creativity flowing? Yesterday we learned about several different ways to get your creativity flowing. Some of those ways include reading, exercising, and daydreaming. Well, today we are going to look at a few other ways that you can increase your creativity. So some of the ways that you might just want to consider include take risks, look for inspiration, and create a treasure chest. Friends, make sure you have your magazines because this is going to be a great lesson. And what are we waiting for? Let's go be creative. Come on.
Increase your creativity. Take risks. Don't let fear hold you back. You won't succeed at everything you try. But with each new effort, you will boost creativity, build self-confidence, and develop new skills for the future. Look for inspiration. Activities such as listening to music, going to museums, and traveling all provide sources of inspiration. Limit your amusement. Everyone enjoys entertainment, but watching TV, for instance, requires little thought and can actually diminish creativity. Literature and audiobooks are better forms of amusement because they force you to use your imagination.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 inspiration 这个名词。Inspiration 是指灵感或者是突然出现的好主意。例如 ,many artists go to Africa in search of inspiration. 许多艺术家都去非洲寻找灵感。或者是 the inspiration of this fashion collection comes from Japanese kimonos. 这个系列的服装的灵感来自于日本和服。它的动词是 inspire。I-N-S-P-I-R-E 意思是指启发例如 The teacher inspires his students by challenging them to solve problems in teams 这位老师启发学生的方式是让他们用团队来解决问题接下来我们看 diminish 这个动词 M-I-N-I 这个字根有小的意思所以 diminish 是指减少减弱或者是缩小例如 The politician's reputation was greatly diminished by the scandal这位政治家的声誉因为这桩丑闻而被严重损害，或者是 The boy's hostility slowly diminished because he bonded with his classmates. 这个男孩因为和同学们建立了友谊，他的敌意就渐渐消除了。
Mm-hmm. Hey, so Gabe, do you like to take risks?
Oh, it depends what kind of risk you're talking about, Rebecca. Do you mean like...Maybe starting a new business, you know, that can be kind of risky, especially if you're using a lot of money and you're not sure how the business is going to go. Is that the kind of risk you're talking about?
Well, let's see. Our lesson is all about increasing your creativity.
Yeah.
And one of the tips that our lesson provides is take risks. So I was just wondering if you were the type of person that liked to take risks. So maybe starting a business...could be very risky.
You know, I like to take other kinds of risks. Like if I go swimming somewhere, I like to jump off of high rocks into the water. I mean, that's kind of risky. It could be a little bit dangerous, but it's also a lot of fun. Ooh, or bungee jumping. This is risky business right
here. It definitely is very risky. And you know something, Gabe? It's something that we have both done.So I guess in some ways you could say that we both enjoy taking risks. Well, our lesson says, don't let fear hold you back. Let's pause for just a moment and talk about this phrase to hold someone back, that just means that you or something keeps you from doing something else. So in our lesson, it would be fear. Fear could keep you from doing something you might really want to do.
And fear keeps a lot of people from doing things. Maybe you have a dream, but fear holds you back from doing something about that dream. What else could hold you back? Maybe guilt. Maybe you feel so guilty about something you did in the past that you don't want to take risks in the future. You're afraid of hurting somebody else again. Don't let guilt or fear hold you back.
Or the desire to please people, the wrong people, can actually hold you back and keep you from stepping out and doing something that you really want to do.
That's right. You know, it is important sometimes to care about what other people think. Other people's opinions do matter. But sometimes you shouldn't care too much about what other people think, because if you care about everyone's opinions, then of course you're not going to do anything. You're going to let those opinions hold you back from stepping out and doing what you need to do.
Exactly. And of course our lesson says don't let fear hold you back. You won't succeed at everything you try, but with each new effort, you will boost creativity, build self-confidence, and develop new skills for the future. Well, let's look at the second tip. Look for inspiration. What kind of things that do you look for to kind of inspire you?
Okay, looking for inspiration. So for example, yesterday we learned about the tip reading. I like to read my favorite authors to get inspiration for something when I need to be creative. So looking for inspiration, we read here, activities such as listening to music, going to museums, and traveling all provide sources of inspiration. And speaking of listening to music, one of my favorite songwriters, his name is Chris Thiele. He writes for a group, or he wrote for a group called Nickel Creek. Rebecca, have you ever heard Nickel Creek?
I don't think I have, actually.
He's an amazing songwriter. He writes amazing songs, and the lyrics are always inspirational. And they have helped me, actually, and Ben, when we're writing Sing It Out.
Ooh, that's good to know. Well, let's look at our next tip. Limit your amusement. Everyone enjoys entertainment, but watching TV, for instance, requires a little thought and can actually diminish creativity. Now, speaking about amusement and limiting your amusement, Gabe, I'm thinking of a word. Let me describe this word for you. Somebody who likes to sit and watch TV all day long, and oftentimes they like to eat a lot of unhealthy food. Do you know what we call this person?
Angus?
No. I'm not looking for a specific name.
Oh, couch potato.
Couch potato. Yes, exactly.
Yes. Sorry, Angus. Actually, Angus is not a couch potato.
Yeah, I was wondering why you were talking about Angus.
No, but this guy is a couch potato right here. He's just sitting around on the couch all day long. Perhaps he's enjoying a good TV show. It's okay to watch TV sometimes, but don't get carried away. Don't become a couch potato who does it all day long. However, if you're watching TV right now and enjoying Studio Classroom, keep watching and learning. You're not a couch potato.
Absolutely not. Real couch potatoes. It's very difficult for us or for you to get them out of the house. Well, anyway, we see literature and audiobooks are better forms of amusement because they force you to use your imagination. Of course, you saw this word TV. Couch potatoes like to watch TV. What do the guys have to say about the word TV?
Let's join Steve and Kent now. Sorry, Angus.
Chances are, if you own a pet, you've used a hypocorism. It's a big word, but it basically means childlike speech. Think of hypocorisms as cuter, less formal forms of words.
For example, instead of saying dog or cat, we'll sometimes use the cuter, more affectionate words doggy or kitty, just like kids do.
So we create these kinds of words by adding an E sound to the end of single-syllable words. If the word has more than one syllable, we first need to cut it down to one single syllable and then add the E sound.
Like with the word television. First, reduce it to the single syllable word tel, T-E-L, and then add the E sound, giving us the new word telly. Telly is how many people in Britain refer to their television.
The word movie is another example. Originally, everyone used the term moving pictures, but eventually someone decided that that was too long, so they cut the word down to move and then tacked on the IE ending for the new word movie.
Of course, it's always nice to watch TV and movies in a place that's comfortable or comfy.
有一种词叫做 hypocorism， 中文叫做昵称词，指的是大人对刚学会讲话的小孩所用的语言。举一个简单的例子，把狗说成狗狗，车子说成车车。英文也有昵称词，但英文的 hypocorism 跟中文不一样，它通常只有两个音节，而尾音都会用 e 的音，所以 dog 就变成 doggy，comfortable 就变成 comfy。 Television 变成 telly， 现在很流行的 selfie 自拍就是一个 hypocorism。其实电影 movie 这个字原先也是个昵称词，它来自 moving picture。后来呢，人们觉得这个名称太长了，就把 moving 这个字改为 movie。这就是今天的 Info Cloud，下次再见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are in the middle of talking about how to get your creativity flowing. And of course, we've already learned a few tips. Make sure you take risks. That could be a way to increase your creativity. Look for inspiration. And of course, limit your amusement. You don't want to be a couch potato, but we have a few more tips for you. So let's find out what those tips are right now.
Increase your creativity. Create a treasure chest. Begin a collection of things that inspire you, from photos to trinkets to favorite quotes. Each time you open your box, you should receive a fresh surge of inspiration. Go offline and go outside. Remember how much fun you had as a child running, playing, and pretending? Your imagination simply soared. Natural settings stir the imagination and can help you capture some of that creative energy from your childhood. You don't have to dread creative blocks, since there are many ways to make a creative breakthrough.
OK， 接下来我们看 trinket 这个名词。trinket 是指小件饰品或者是小玩意儿。例如，Hu Liu sells trinkets outside the train station. Hu Liu 在火车站外面卖小饰品。或者是Nora keeps the trinkets her friends give her in a jewelry box. Nora 把她的朋友送给她的饰品放在珠宝盒里面。或者是Ella bought this cute trinket from a flea market. Ella 在一个跳蚤市场买到这个可爱的小饰品。 所以我们看 search 这个名词， search 是指感觉或情绪的突然涌现或突发。例如 the singer was overwhelmed by a surge of emptiness after the performance ended. 这位歌手在表演结束后忽然感到一阵空虚感。search 也指激增或骤增。例如 the surge in housing prices forced many people to move out of the downtown area. 住屋的价格骤升让许多人不得不搬离市中心。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, let's learn some other tips for getting your creativity flowing. We read here, create a treasure chest. Mm-hmm. A treasure chest. That makes me think of pirates. Arr! Pirates who go into the ocean and look for treasure chests that are sunk beneath the waves. Oh, like this one right here.
Well, you know something, Gabe? I often think about pirates as well when I hear this word treasure chest. But in our lesson, actually, a treasure chest is just a place where you put things that are very special to you. So it's definitely not something that you're going to find in the ocean. It's not going to have gold and silver and other jewels in it. But it might have important letters, mm-hmm. or maybe inspiring words, inspirational words.
Oh, that's right. Maybe some of your favorite quotes. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, there's a quote by Oscar Wilde. He said, "Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken." I like that quote. And there's another quote, actually, I really like. "I must be a genius because nobody understands me."
Well, you know something, Gabe? Maybe you should put those quotes in your treasure chest.
Do you know who said that last quote? "I must be a genius because nobody understands me."
I must be a genius because...
Yeah, who said that?
Gabe, that was you. That
right.
was totally you.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
actually,
yeah.
I think that you must be a genius because half the time I can't understand you.
Okay. Well, you know, that must be how Einstein felt sometimes. You know, he was a genius, and a lot of times people had a hard time understanding what he was trying to explain. That's why I like this quote. Friends, use it sometime. You can quote me on this.
Okay. Well, let's move on to our next tip. We read, "Go offline and go outside. Remember how much fun you had as a child. Running, playing, and pretending." Actually, yes. I remember as a kid, we used to play this game called House. We would do role-playing.
Oh, role-playing, uh-huh. yes. Maybe you were playing the mother, and mm-hmm. then your brother was playing the son or something like that. So you can pretend to be different characters when you role-play. Friends, these things can stir your imagination. So you need to use your imagination and think of ways to stir your imagination. That is, to get your imagination going.
And of course, certain books or even certain songs can help stir your imagination. But speaking of songs, right now it's time for us to sing
it
out.
It's a fun one.
Is it now? Let's sing it out.
Breakthrough. 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 Yeah. Sometimes my mind goes blank, and I don't know what to write, and I don't know what to say. And you don't know what to do. Don't know what to do. You need a breakthrough. A breakthrough. You need a breakthrough. You need a breakthrough. You're in a creative slump, and you don't know what to do. Some tips for you to have a breakthrough. You can daydream, you can get social, exercise, or you could read, take some risks, and clean your workspace. Be happy. Woo! You have a breakthrough. Have a breakthrough. Have a breakthrough. Have a breakthrough.
Oh, every month I face the same dilemma.
Dilemma?
How can I write educational, informative, and interesting articles?
Just sit down at the computer and let the words flow.
Sometimes that works, but other times my mind goes blank and I experience a creative block.
We all face creative challenges, but there are ways to work through creative slumps.
What ways?
Well, try daydreaming. Let your mind wander.
Zone out?
Yes, it can be helpful. Oh, another tip. Be social.
Social?
Yes, have an animated conversation with friends.
Animated. Okay.
Oh, exercise might help too.
Yeah, it might help me relax and make me happy.
Right. A positive mood also boosts creativity.
I should look on the bright side.
That's right. Oh, and reading is good too. It stimulates the mind.
Yeah, reading.
Oh, and keep your workplace free of distractions.
Oh.
Now, try writing again.
Okay. I can't. The fear is holding me back.
Just try. Build self-confidence. Now write.
But I need inspiration.
Music, museums, and travel are all sources of inspiration.
Okay. I'll watch TV.
No! That diminishes creativity. Amusement that forces you to use your imagination is better.
Audiobooks?
Yes. Maybe you can start a treasure chest of things that inspire you.
But I need inspiration now!
Then go outside. Natural settings stir the imagination.
Oh, wait. I think I have an idea. I know what. I'll write about inspiration. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, no problem.
Now, stories can also stir the imagination. Hey, Gabe, do you want to tell a story?
We don't have time right now, but we do have a story next time right here at
Studio Classroom.